That's what Jay wanna call.
I asked him. I don't know. He didn't get back to me. Thank you for reminding me. It's the first tshuva in the whole collection of tshuvas, so it's not hard to remember. Very much in line with this sugya, and very much in line with the Tosos that we did yesterday. So the shayla that he has, I'm not going to go through the whole tshuva inside, but the shayla that he has is like this. What's that? No. Shayla is like this. A family apparently benched as a whole, and it was Yom Tov, and they forgot to say Yalav Yalav. They forgot to include Yalav Yalav. They benched, but didn't say Yalav Yalav. Are you getting in there?
We only want one person here, right?
Yeah, well, what did I do? Did I conference it?
Yeah, you look like you tried to conference it. Okay. So the shayla was like this. They benched, but they forgot to say Yalav Yalav. And the question was, should they in fact go back to bench again or not? It was Yom Tov. So Rabbi Akiva has a big chiddush, or what appears to be on the face of a big chiddush. He says, you know what? It depends. It depends who you're talking about. He says, women and girls, noshim and banos, do not have to go back. Men should go back. Men should go back. Zach, I'm just mentioning a tshuva in Rabbi Akiva Eger before we do the ritva. Oh, yeah, okay. So he says, why is that? He says, well, when is it that you have to go back? You only have to go back when the suda is a suda that's a function of a chiyuv. So what is the obligation to eat on Yom Tov? That's a chiyuv of oneg. Right, so that already is in line with Tosos. Right, the chiyuv of suda is a chiyuv of oneg. When do you have that? Not on Rosh Chodesh. You have it on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Right? But what type of mitzvah is that? It's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. It's a time-bound mitzvah. Oh. One second. So then he says, well, if that's the case, then they should be pturis. And he says, don't ask me from the fact that they're obligated in certain mitzvos on Yom Tov, because he says, those are mitzvos that are, he doesn't address your question, I'm going to try to speak to that in a second. He says, don't ask me from the fact that they're obviously required to keep Yom Tov. Yeah, they're required to keep Yom Tov because of the los assays. Is anything that they're required to maintain on Yom Tov that looks like it has a component of an asay is only when it's also bound up with a los asay, similar to Zohar v'Shavar on Shabbos. He says, if they would forget Ritzay on Shabbos, then they'd have to go back and repeat benching in order to say Ritzay. Why? Because anyone that's obligated to keep the negative commandments of Shabbos is de facto included in the positive commandments of Shabbos, which would mean that a woman is included in the mitzvah of oneg on Shabbos. Similar to the obligation of a woman to eat matzah on Pesach. All of those individuals that are not able to eat chametz on Pesach, right, kol sheyeshna b'bal tochel chametz, are also included in the positive commandment of eating matzah. But you don't have that on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, there are, in terms of malacha, you have that. A woman is not allowed to do malacha. So in terms of the positive commandment of shvisa on Yom Tov, that she is included in. But in terms of this mitzvah of oneg, so that's strictly an asay that is not related to a lav. Right? It's not concomitant with a lav. And therefore, she's not included in the mitzvah asay shazman grama of oneg. Therefore, her suda is really a suda of rishus. He goes as far as saying that a woman's allowed to fast on Yom Tov. If a woman's allowed to fast on Yom Tov, then her suda is not a chiyuv. So Hashi's asking, well, what about the chiyuv of simcha? So that's a good question. The chiyuv of simcha, not necessarily the chiyuv of oneg. This is another, right? That's a separate issue. Maybe the chiyuv of simcha is separable and is distinct. Maybe a woman would have to be the recipient of, that's a separate, also another issue. Maybe when it says that a man has to give a woman his wife's clothing and his children toys to be misameach them, that's his obligation to be misameach them. But as far as the chiv of eating, which stems from oneg, maybe they don't have that. And it sounds like from the fact that he says she could fast, that means she doesn't even have to have basar v'yayin either, which could mean her chiv simcha is different. That chiv simcha maybe is all a chiv in my obligation. I have to make myself b'simcha, and I have to make others b'simcha. But as far as her chiyuv oneg, it's different. So on its face, it's a big chiddush, but if you think about it, it really does make sense. And he goes further, and he has some very important lashon in here, which really brings us back to Tosfos from yesterday, Tosfos and Brachos. and that is, he says, "V'kevan de'ena b'mitzvahs tainug muteres lesanos." Since she is not included in the mitzvah of oneg on Yom Tov, she's only able to fast. Umameila, listen to this lashon now. It's at the end of the paragraph, Dibra Maskel v'taima. For those that are following along, he says, "Umameila im shachacha lahaskir shel Yom Tov." If she forgets to say Yalla v'yavol on Yom Tov, v'berchas ha'mazon, ein tzarech lachzor levarech. Why? And here's the key. To have a Yom Tov gabi did who? Because Yom Tov, for her, is what? Is kimo Rosh Chodesh l'gabi didon. It's like Rosh Chodesh for us. It's not a chi of Sudan Rosh Chodesh.
Even the first night?
Rosh Chodesh.
I'm saying even the... Sorry, can you repeat that over?
Yeah, Yom Tov in general. He's talking about Yom Tov in general. Yom Tov in general. Now, the chiyuv of eating on the first night is not a Yom Tov-based chiyuv.
Right.
That's the Tetzvah of Tetzvah Mechaga Matzos. That's from the special Yafusa.
You could say Yom Tov for them is like Rosh Chodesh.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
In terms of the chiyuv Suda. The chiyuv Suda, which stems from Oneg, in line with what we said yesterday in Tosos, is only a din in men. Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Women are not Mechuyavos in Oneg. Oh, if not Mechuyavos in Oneg, then they're not mechuyavos in the suda. If they're not mechuyavos in the suda, then they can fast. And if they choose to bench, the benching is not coming from a meal, which is a chiyuv. And if that's the case, when they forget yalla v'yavol, they need not go back. Just like yalla v'yavol on Rosh Chodesh. No one goes back for yalla v'yavol on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because the suda is not a chiyuv. It's a proper haskara to make when you bench to reflect the unique nature of the day. But it's not part and parcel of the benching so much so that if you forgot it or you left it out, you would have to go back and bench. Your benching would not be considered lacking.
So, not, in other words, they're just alive to bench just for eating, just for the fact that they arbitrarily, not arbitrarily, they just...
They ate.
Right, but it has nothing to do with... It's just because they're alive to eat when they eat, obviously.
They're alive to bench when they eat. Right, it's the regular rule. It's the regular rule of achalta v'savata v'arachta. It's nothing unique to Yom Tov. What we're saying is that a man basically has to bench on Yom Tov. What do you mean I have to bench on Yom Tov? Oh, because I have to eat. Since I must eat, my benching is a chiyuv. So since my benching is a chiyuv, when I leave out part of the benching, the yalla v'yavol, my benching is lacking. Maybe by extension, my suda is lacking. But for a woman who doesn't have that obligation, she's not missing anything. She's not missing anything that she had to say because she didn't have to eat. She didn't have to eat. She didn't have to bench. Right? What do you say? Nice. It's a nice piece.
Yeah.
Nice piece. You can keep that in your back pocket. That's always good to. It's good table talk for Yontif, you know. And assuming women won't be offended by it. I don't think it shouldn't be offensive, but it's something interesting.
So why am I cooking for this guy?
Exactly. What do you mean I don't have to eat? You know, I work all day for someone else?
Is this extended
Pesach? No, again, he says on matzah, women have to eat the first night matzah. Matzah is different because, again, it's separate chiyuv, because kol sheyesh no ba'al tochel chametz have to eat matzah.
This is the whole thing of the sukkah, though?
No, this has nothing to do with sukkah. This is just a din on yontif as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, and then yontif men versus women. Nothing to do with sukkah. But because Tosos dealt with the issue of yontif, I thought it was kedai to mention it. Okay, let's turn to the Ritva now. You have the Ritva, Zach?
No, I can. We all have Sefer of Ritva. So
could you find...
Can you let me know the day before?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a delay.
There always is.
Unless it's just very hard to read. Poker face. Okay, someone want to read the Ritva for us, nice and loud? Chaim, you want to give it a try? You're all right? You'd rather not read. You'd rather pass. You want to pass. Okay, someone else? Someone brave? Do you have a sheet? We have plenty of sheets. Here. That is the same sheet. That is the same sheet. That is the very same sheet. Okay, the Ritva is again, Brachos Daf Mem Tesam Beis. Go ahead, Gil. Chavod.
Va'amrina, Taima de Barosh Kodesh Eino Chozer Mishum De'i Bai Achil De'i Bai Lo.
Right, so the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Tesam and Beis is dealing with a similar issue to our Gemara. The Gemara over there is talking about Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, again, Ibay Achel, Ibay Lo Achel. What would happen if a person benches on Rosh Chodesh and forgets to mention the Me'in HaMa'ora? Oh, you don't go back for that. Why? Ibay Achel, Ibay Lo Achel. You with us? Okay. Good.
V'i mikla rosh. I didn't know what this word was.
It falls out.
Comes, yeah, if it arrives, if it arrives, it comes out.
V'i mikla rosh chodesh.
Yeah, like ikloi orchim. Ikloi orchim, if orchim will come.
Oh,
that sound familiar to anyone?
Orchim are guests?
Yeah, but I'm saying the Gemara uses the lashon mikla. Chana de Rav. Are you doing that with Rav here? Okay. So then doesn't that lashon come up over there?
Yes. Hello.
No, but ikloi. Ikloi or I think it's the same lashon. Okay. You check it out.
V'im mikla rosh chodesh b'shabes kolal ve'omer baruch shenatan shabbatot v'roshayif.
Good. Stop. So normal case. Shabbos and rosh chodesh coincide. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide. When it comes time to bench, so you obviously going to say Ritzei and you say Yalav Yavo.
Yeah.
But if you realize in the middle that you erred and you have to add one of those compensatory supplications, those Yiratzons that you find in the benching. That's what I was trying to say. Anyway, could be my emphasis was on the wrong syllable. But in any event, you're doing one of those Yiratzons. If you imshachach, right at the end of benching, if you forgot this, if you got that, the problem is that they put them usually at the end of benching. By that time you got there, you have to bench all over again. They should really be printed right in the spot, like right below by Uvenay. But in any event, if you remember at the right time and it's not too late, then you would mention a yiratzon and you would be chosim shenasan shabbosos roshei chadashim. You would include both themes, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Okay. But now let's see, v'imtav alo hizkir shal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. Let's say you messed up now, you left it out.
V'imtav alo hizkir shal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, upatach b'hatov ha'metiv.
Right, now you forgot, you totally messed up, and you started the next bracha already. You're already into the next bracha. The point of no return. Good, so let's say I realize I'm in the middle of Uvenay, in the middle of the bracha v'alei chasreinu. And what happens? I realize that I didn't say what's that. I got to go back to the beginning of benching. I left it out. My benching's lacking.
Stop right there.
So yeah, you have to go back. Regular stam Shabbos, you forgot Ritzei, your benching's lacking, you got to go back and bench. You finished your whole benching and then you say, no, I didn't say Ritzei. Okay, you got to bench. What do you mean? I just benched. No, you didn't bench. Benching today includes Ritzei. If you didn't say Ritzei, it's not as though you benched but didn't say Ritzei. It's as though you didn't bench. So some want to say that when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, when they collide, now you have a question. What's the question? What's the question?
When Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh
come together. So now you see that has two aspects to it. On the one hand, as far as Shabbos is concerned, you have to have this Suda, and therefore you have to say Ritzei. On the other hand, it's also Rosh Chodesh, and you're supposed to mention Yalav Yavo, right?
This is not including women, right?
Yeah, just forget about women now. This is just us men now we're talking about. Okay? But, I mean, we're not making any distinction between men and women. But the truth be told, that a woman would be no different in this regard. A woman that benched and didn't say Ritzei would also have to come back because she is Mechuyavis in a Suda on Shabbos. Unlike Yom Tov. This is Shabbos now. Right, so Shabbos, even by Rabbi Akiva Eger's analysis, she would be Mechuyavis to go back. I think that's the very last line of that tshuva. So I'm sorry, give me one second. The very last line of Rabbi Akiva Eger's tshuva is, on Shabbos, Mechuyavis gam kein b'mitzvos oneg de Shabbos, so asura lisanos, al kein tzricha lafso lavarech. Right? On Shabbos, she'd have to go back because that oneg she is included in. It's only the oneg of Yom Tov that she's not included in. But now we're talking about, let's say, men who bench on Shabbos, and they say Ritzei, Tov lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. They say Ritzei, but they leave out the Yalav Yavo. So let me speak out the question, and I'll take your question.
Nothing
to do with this at all?
No,
all the more reason. Let me just give you one second.
Does he still need the Ritva?
Why? You have it?
I just scanned it on my phone. And I downloaded an application just now.
Okay, we're back. We're back after a small disruption here. So now the shayla is like this. It's a very interesting question.
Oh, you already sent me a response.
Where are you at in the
Ritva? Right at the very beginning. The very beginning. The imta'at. One, two, three, four lines down. The imta'at v'lo hiskar shorosh chodesh b'shabbos. Go ahead, Gil, read that. Imta'at v'lo hiskar shorosh chodesh b'shabbos. Upasach b'ato v'meitiv.
Oh, the Im Tav Lo Hiske Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbes Upatach B'Hatov Ametiv Yesh Omrim Shechozer Kmo B'Toa B'Shabbes.
Stop. So some say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You said it'd say, but you messed up Yalav Yavo. Some say you go back just like you would if you messed up Ritzei. Just as though you would, if you would have messed up Ritzei, you would have to go back. So to over here, you have to go back for Yalav Yavo.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Please.
Lower,
lower.
Should I just put on mute?
When you don't know, but when you talk, it doesn't.
Demikol makom.
Demikol makom.
Yom ze.
Yom ze nischayev bekach.
Good. Stop. That's one side. What's the first side?
This day is obligated in such.
In what? In such.
In saying this bracha.
No. I don't think that's what he means. I don't think that's what he means.
That's what we've been talking about.
To become welcome, yom zen eschayv bekach. What does bekach mean?
Bekach, like the suda? Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, can you say yom zen eschayv bekach?
Actually, yeah. He talks about the yeshom and the kevan the chiyav achila. Yeah.
All right. Let's read the other side, and maybe we'll see what the first side is. The yesh omrim. What's going on there? The yesh omrim.
The yesh omrim the kevan the chiyav achila behai yoma. Who mishum Shabbos
velo mishum
Rosh Chodesh, because the obligation stems from
Shabbos. Some say the kivan the chiva achila
b'hayomah
who mishum Shabbos velo mishum Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Ubrosh Chodesh hu shetaa
yeah.
So what are the two sides?
If he messed up in the Rosh Chodesh part, he doesn't need to because the obligation, the main part of the obligation of eating stems from Shabbos.
Not the main obligation, the obligation.
Yeah.
The chiyav achila b'hayoma who mishum Shabbos lo mishum Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh b'shata ain't a chozer. So can we explain this? Can we explain the machlokas? Let me just repeat the facts for those that maybe didn't catch it. The facts are like this: it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You said Ritzei, but you messed up with Yalav Yavo. Question is now: must you go back for Yalav Yavo? If you left out Ritzei, last man de polig, everyone would say you have to go back. Everyone would say you have to go back for Ritzei. But you didn't forget Ritzei. What did you forget? You forgot Yalav Yavo. So what are the two possibilities? Where is he? Is he in his bedroom?
Since the obligation to eat and eat bread and everything stems from Shabbos, you wouldn't need to go back.
So that's the easier side? Would you say that's the easier side?
Sorry, Gil, can you repeat that?
Since your chiv to eat today is really a chiv of Shabbos, right? So in terms of my chiv of Shabbos, my benching was done properly.
Right.
That's what you're saying. My benching was done properly.
Seeing Yalav Yavo was just a nice thing to do in benching. Since you already...
Oh, it's the right thing to do because it happens to also be Rosh Chodesh, so I have to make reference to Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, but if you did it once already, let's say in the day...
Forget about that. Even if I didn't do it. Okay. It's not part of benching. My obligation is on Rosh Chodesh that every time I give Shevach to Hashem, that I also mention that it's also Rosh Chodesh. So now I'm benching. I'm giving Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should mention Yalav Yavo. But it's not part of benching. It doesn't become fused with benching. It's part of it.
Isn't it kind of like, you know, on a, like on Motzei Shabbat, you say Atachu Atana?
Right.
And so like that's, if you miss that, then it's not that big of a deal because you still got the Iker. It's not
fused with the Shmon Esrei. It's not integrally part of Shmon Esrei.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, also you can just say it later.
And you're going to make it a la coast, right.
Yeah.
But what about over here? So now the question is, okay, so in the heat that I don't normally have to go back for Yalav Yavo. On the regular Rosh Chodesh, I would not have to go back to Yalav Yavo. So all of a sudden, because it's Shabbos, now I have a question. What are the two sides of the question? Well, do I say that since now the eating is a chiyuv, therefore my benching is a chiyuv, right? And since my benching is a chiyuv, then what? Then if I don't say Yalva Yalva, my chiv is lacking. I'm just speaking out the two sides. Or do I say no? Since the chiv is only in terms of Shabbos, right? The chiv achil is only in terms of Shabbos. The aspect of benching, which is quote unquote a chiv, is only ritzei, and therefore the Yalva Yalva does not create a deficiency in my benching such that I would have to go back. Those are the two sides.
You know, like what he says earlier on, later on. But since there's no din achila on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore you don't need the Yalav Yavo.
That's right. So now that why all of a sudden now it's a question because
so
of
why
Shabbos.
The question? Why would you even have to say Yalav Yavo at all?
If well, they no... were saying it's proper to say Yalav Yavo every time. It's proper to mention Rosh Chodesh throughout the day when you're giving Sheva. That's a general idea. I don't have a problem with that. But now, given that, what happens over here because of Shabbos? Everyone agrees that on regular Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. Why? No chiyuv suda. The benching is not a chiyuv, and therefore you can't say the benching is lacking. Oh, but now you tell me that it's Shabbos, so I must eat today. It's Shabbos. I must eat today because of Shabbos. Oh, once I must eat, now my benching is a chiyuv. I have to bench. I have to bench. Since I must bench, maybe my Yalav Yavo creates a chisaron in my benching. My lack of Yalav Yavo creates a psul in my benching. Or do I say no? It's true, I must bench, but my benching has nothing to do with Yalav Yavo. So could we just explain that a little bit? Explain a little bit? See, that's what that side is saying. That in terms of my chiyuv of eating today and my subsequent chiyuv of benching today, perhaps I'll say that chiyuv has been fully satisfied. It's Shabbos, chiyuv achila, chiyuv berchas amazon, I said ritzei, shalma Yisrael. Ah, you left out Yalav Yavo? It's true. Yalav Yavo would have happened to have coincided with a chiyuv achila and a chiyuv benching. But it doesn't necessarily create a chiyuv to go back. The first side is saying, no. Since there is a chiyuv achila today, therefore anything that I'm supposed to say in benching basically creates a chiyuv to go back. I just want to try to explain that a little bit better.
What about this new yom of Shabbos HaFodesh? Not just it's all one package day, but it's a new day. It's not just Shabbos, it's not just Rosh Chodesh, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
And therefore what? And where does the Chiyuv come from though? I mean, can you separate? Maybe they're not separable.
Right.
I
was doing that, but I was just wondering about this way. That was some type of...
They're inseparable. You can't look at them. I mean, is it possible... What you're really saying is like this. Is it possible... Let's read the Lashon. Yesham dekim de chiv achila b'hayom ahu mishum Shabbos. Why do I have to eat today? Only because it's Shabbos. V'lo mishum Rosh Chodesh. Uber Rosh Chodesh u'sheta in a chozer. What about the first tzad? No. Yesham shechozer kamo b'tov b'Shabbos. Why? To mikol makom yom zeh neschayiv b'kach. Yom zeh. Oh, you want to say yom zeh neschayiv b'kach. That this day, I don't know if that's... I hear what you're saying. Let me think about it for a second.
Stop there.
Sorry. He's reading into it. What? He wants to say Yom Zeh Nischayiv B'kach. That this day, as a whole, demands a suda, and therefore, if I leave out anything, the day, the benching of the day is deficient.
So he's saying it's all fused together.
Yeah. Yeah. One second. What Hashi's saying is like this: that maybe what the Ritva means, or what that Tzad means when he says that even though your Chiyuv Achila is Mishum Shabbos, Mikol Mokom Yom Zeh Nischayiv B'kach.
Yom Zeh Nischayiv B'kach. tefillah. Isn't the Ritva himself saying the whole thing?
One second. I'm not so convinced that that he's saying what you're saying. Okay. 1 second. Yom zen is chayv kach.
Yom Zeh is talking about Shabbos.
No, Yesh Omrim, Shechozer Vo, Kimo Tov Shabbos. You gotta go back just like you would on Shabbos. Just like you would on Shabbos.
This isn't Shabbos.
Yeah, it is Shabbos, but you didn't mess up Shabbos. Why? The Mikom Mokom Yom Zeh Neschayim Bekach. Okay, the Torah says, V'imchal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, Imchal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, V'hizkir Shal Shabbos, you mentioned Shal Shabbos, V'lo Shal Rosh Chodesh, Haya Omer HaRav Rabbeinu Yosef, She'ein Mavzirin, in Pachzach Bato Meitev. Af Al Gav Dahash Lo Sagi De Lo Ochil, right, it's true, he has to eat, Mikom Mokom Mishum Haimiyuta Lo Tiknu La'achzir. The gam chila chila dahai yoma mishum Shabbos. Because of achi harav rabbeinu yichil zal, v'yesh cholkem b'zeh ulezeh daiti nota. What's his raya? He says my das is nota to the shita that's cholik and says no, you should go back. The Torah says it's mustaber to say you should go back. And what's my raya? My raya is, he says, Yom Sheneschayev Ba'arba Tfilos. That the, well, like someone mentioned here, Musaf, that Yavo, or the requirement to make the Haskara stems from the day. Yom Sheneschayev Ba'arba Tfilos. Hachanami, Kivan, the Sof Sof Lo Sogi Lo Ochil, Tzarech Lachso Avarech. Tzarech Lachso Avarech. Sounds like he's saying that it stems from the day now. That it becomes part of the chiyuv of the day. Just like every time I must daven. Okay? I must daven a certain amount of times during this day. So every time I daven, I must say Yalav Yavo.
No. You don't say Yalav Yavo during Musaf.
Well, yeah, I understand. That's because it has the Haskara already. I say I must have a Haskara. I must mention the main Ma'ora in the Tfilos. Right? Yes? Every time I daven, I have to mention the day. That's the way the tefillah is set up.
Which
day? On Rosh Chodesh, when I have a chiyuv to daven, I must make reference to the Haskara of the Me'ina Mora. I must make reference to the fact that today is different. I must make reference to Rosh Chodesh.
Haskara?
Reference. I must mention. I'm mentioning. I must mention Rosh Chodesh. Anytime I have a chiyuv to daven throughout the day, I must mention Rosh Chodesh. So now he wants to say, just like that, if I have a chiyuv to bench, anytime I have a chiyuv to bench, I must mention Yalav Yavo. I must say Yalav Yavo. Only when I have a chiyuv. It comes out that, you're right, normally I don't have a chiyuv to eat and to bench. But if I have a chiyuv to bench, anytime I have to bench, the day demands that benching that's obligatory be done in this way. Because of the... Is that what you were saying? That similar to the... In this raya, what was the raya again?
So if that's the case, why don't you have to go back?
No, it's machlokas. He's explaining, the Torah is saying, the shita that says that you have to go back makes more sense to him. He's more inclined to agree with that reason. What's the raya? The raya is Yom Kippur Shechal. Are you kidding? Yom Kippur Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur that comes out on Shabbos. Shetzerch Lahazkir Shal Shabbos B'chol Dal Tfilos. Umachzirin also. The preacher says, "Umidivrei Chumas Hadashen Yisbar Locha the Dino Kirosh Chodesh." V'chein Pasuk Shulchan Aruch. So every time there's a chiyuv to pray, you have to mention the day. Every time there's a chiyuv to pray on that day, you say the day has a certain surah to the tefillah. Right? Every time you must do something today, well, now there's a way to do that. You have to mention the day. Now you tell me there's a chiyuv to eat today? Well, if there's a chiyuv to eat today, it means that you have a chiyuv to bench. Every time you have a chiyuv to bench, there's a certain way to bench. Even when the chiyuv of benching does not stem from the day. Right? There's no chiyuv achila today. That's right. But there's a chiyuv to bench today. Oh, there's a chiyuv to bench today? Any obligatory benching that's done today must have yalav yalav. That's what he's saying. Does that make it more palpable?
Yeah.
Palpable? More understood?
Hold on. It's anytime that you have a chiyuv to pray, then you must make reference to the day. This is supposed to be similar to that.
So too, anytime you must bench, you have to say, even where the benching doesn't stem from the day. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll take a look at that, just that reference, just a little further, that reference of Yom Shechai B'dal Tfilos, the case of Yom Kippur and Shabbos, the case that the preacher quotes. Maybe I'll make a copy of the Chumash Hadashen. I'd like to try to get through the rest of the Ritva also. So you have the Ritva now, Zach?
Well, I have the thing that was here.
Is it legible? Okay, so I'm gonna continue with that tomorrow. So if you want to take a look at it before Shia tomorrow, and maybe I'll send you something additional as well.
Yeah, okay, awesome.
Okay? All right, okay, you too, be well.
Recap?
Yeah, recap. All
right, so the sheet of that calls that you must repeat, they're saying that the Kiev is on benching. What about the sheet that says that?
We didn't get to that yet. I mean, I didn't really fully explain that yet. That side is easier to understand, I would think.
That benching is subcomponents versus the benching is a whole thing.
Right, as the benching is right. Only, you only have to go back when the thing that you left out is a chiv.
Yeah.
So there's no chiv to eat on Rosh Chodesh.
In other words, it's compartmentalized. Right?
Exactly. The second side is saying, it's true, you have to mention Yalav Yavo, but it doesn't become fused with the benching. The only parts that become inseparable from the benching are those components that stem from the chiv. And that's the basic text of benching plus would say. But Yalav Yavo really stands outside of benching. It's a proper thing to mention, but it doesn't become part of the benching. It doesn't become so much part of the benching that if you left it out, it's your benching's lacking. The first sheet is saying, no, that today, anytime you have a chiyuv to bench, you must say Yalav Yavo. You must say Yalav Yavo.
Chiyuv's already there. It's not like you're just making up this new chiyuv.
That's right.
Right.
Your achila is not machayev this.
Right.
The chiyuv is a chiyuv in the day. Anytime you do certain activities, you must mention the day. You daven, you got to mention the day.
Are we closing up shop?
Yeah, you can close up shop. You must mention the day. You bench, mitol chiyuv, you have to say al v'yavo. Even when your achila doesn't come from the nature of the day. Okay? I'll maybe sharpen this up a little bit. I'd like to also take a look at this Chumash Hadashen at the preacher sites. And that Gemara that he cites. But I think this was good. Okay, so believe that we'll continue with this tomorrow. Hopefully everyone enjoyed the Ubiki Vega, which I thought was very much in line with Tosos from yesterday. Okay? All right, Adkan, we'll stop here, Bosai.